The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act requires that all Americans enroll in health insurance. Now, while coverage for all may be new and contentious for the country at large, the necessity of health care isn't new for many Wisconsinites with conditions that require ongoing care.
That's the case for Wisconsinites living with HIV and AIDS. HIV care requires ongoing attention from medical professionals and long-term use of antiretroviral therapy, and that need to spawn organizations around the globe that provide care to those who need it, insured or not.
One of those organizations is the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. Here to share with us how their work is changing in light of the Affordable Care Act, we have the president of the center, Michael Gifford. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And then we've got Caitlin Stahlnacher. She's Affordable Care Act specialist with the center. Caitlin, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Well, some of the people in higher risk groups for contracting HIV also in the past may have been people not likely to have health insurance or a stable home environment, sex workers, intravenous drug users. Since the AIDS crisis began, caring for those vulnerable populations has been a challenge. Now we're all required to have health insurance. Mike, let's start with you. How is that changing the work you do?
You know, the Affordable Care Act provides such great opportunity for the fight against HIV and AIDS. And at the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin, we're very proud of the fact that we've helped about 750 of our patients and clients enroll in health care over the course of the last 6 months or so. And what that means is really a ticket to access to care that they need for that long and healthy life, whether it's the health care we provide as the largest provider of HIV medical care in the state of Wisconsin or specialty care that they may need to access elsewhere.
And Caitlin, are there provisions in the Affordable Care Act specifically to help people with HIV?
Certainly. They've done away with extended wait periods for people with pre-existing conditions, and they've also done away with lifetime caps on claims.
And Mike, with the medications people with HIV take, they take them over the long term. How has that changed, if at all?
Well, the good news on the medication front, if we were to rewind 20 years when antiretroviral therapy first came out, it would be a handful of medications every day. And for many people with HIV and AIDS today, their HIV can be well treated with simply one pill one time a day. It's very costly. It remains at least $2,000 a month for that regimen. And that's where the Affordable Care Act can come in to help cover that incredibly high cost and free up resources for other needs that low-income people with HIV would have.
Caitlin, I know a big focus of parts of the Affordable Care Act was on preventative medicine. Are there things out there as part of the Affordable Care Act targeted at HIV prevention?
It's really just prevented, preventing healthcare symptoms coming up. There's really nothing directly related to HIV, but preventative services like yearly checkups, labs that HIV patients are required to have very regularly, all of that is covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I think that's one of the disappointments in the Affordable Care Act. Here in Wisconsin, we continue to see several hundred new HIV infections on an annual basis. We haven't seen new resources come forward to help reduce those numbers of new HIV infections in well over a decade. And that's where state and federal policy really needs to focus on if we're ever to bring about an end to the AIDS epidemic.
And for people with HIV, I know other secondary infections are often a big part of the problem. Is that the preventive care or the care provided under the Affordable Care Act, is that do you think it'll help prevent those secondary infections?
Absolutely. It's secondary infections, and it's also comorbid conditions. So people with HIV and AIDS are much more likely to struggle with issues like diabetes, neurocognitive impairment, different cancers. And we're seeing that among people with HIV maybe a generation earlier than what we would see among people with healthy immune systems. So people with in their late 40s or early 50s who are starting to address memory or have memory loss issues. And that's why the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin and our unique HIV medical home model of care is so important. All that care is provided in one location, removing many of the social barriers to successful care and treatment.
And Mike, what are the biggest controversies here in Wisconsin related to the Affordable Care Act surrounds Medicaid expansion, which the state has rejected? Does that have an impact on the work you do?
Well, certainly for anybody who post-ACA startup doesn't have health care coverage, that certainly is a barrier. We're happy that with the changes to the state Medicaid program that we were able to enroll about 400 new HIV patients into that care and treatment. And then the other important aspect here is that the state has used the Affordable Care Act in a little-known section of it, 2703, to help create a new benefit for Medicaid recipients. It's an HIV medical home benefit that provides enhanced funding for care and treatment and care coordination that will help achieve better outcomes. So we're pleased with that.
Caitlin, do you have advice for Wisconsinites with HIV or someone maybe close to them who don't currently have health insurance? They're signing up for it, or maybe they've just signed up for it. What kind of advice do you offer them?
The first thing I say is seek out community resources. ARCW is a great organization that offers many comprehensive services that address housing. There's food pantry services, transportation for people that might not be able to get to their medical appointments. Really just search out the community resources that are available to them.
And Mike, moving beyond the Affordable Care Act for a bit, I want to get a sense of the state of the art, the scope of HIV in Wisconsin, about how many people are affected by it now.
We estimate that there's about 7,000 people living with HIV in the state of Wisconsin, and that makes Wisconsin one of the low-incident states, and we're appreciative of the opportunity we've had to help contribute to that through aggressive HIV prevention for the gay community and certainly through injection drug users. But then I think we also have to acknowledge that care and treatment for people living with HIV and AIDS is critical to containing the epidemic, not only to the individual, where we can work with them to achieve a clinical outcome called an undetectable viral load. That means you're still HIV positive, but your HIV is managed as well as possible. That's good for them, but it's also good for the communities, because some studies show that people with an undetectable viral load are as much as 96% less likely to be able to transmit the disease. So treatment has become a part of the prevention focus here in Wisconsin and around the country.
And what, for you, is the biggest grounds for improvement on how we're dealing with HIV in the state?
Well, I think the nationally unique model of care that I mentioned earlier, the HIV medical home that was created under the Affordable Care Act, that integrated model of care where we have a group of professionals like social workers like Caitlin, physicians, dentists, pharmacists, mental health staff, all working together to meet the needs of HIV patients. It is very unique. It's something that I'm really proud that ARCW has been leading the country on. And we've been able to achieve a clinical outcome where 83% of our patients have an undetectable viral load. That's that magic spot where that's the best clinical outcome possible for our patients. And what's happening is that there are now organizations in 23 different states around the country that are reaching out to ARCW to learn about our model of care and how they can implement it in their states.
And Caitlin, Mike just mentioned that you're a social worker, you're working on these issues. Do you see improvement over time? Are you feeling more and more optimistic about the future of people with HIV in the state?
Certainly. I mean, the integrated care model that Mike's been talking about really helps clients address the barriers that they might have to making themselves healthy and keeping them healthy. I really think that the stigma that comes along with an HIV diagnosis is also being addressed in the state of Wisconsin. So I certainly think it's improving.
I wanted to follow up on that stigma issue with you, Mike. We've been watching this, 30-plus years now. It seems like public attitudes toward HIV have really changed a lot in those decades.
You know, we have seen great progress, and in my 22 years leading ARCW, I certainly have experienced a much greater public acceptance of this disease. But then, you know, we have things like what Mr. Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, said recently, you know, that Magic Johnson should be ashamed that he's HIV positive. And unfortunately, at ARCW, one of our services that we offer is legal representation for people with HIV. And every year, there's two or three or four cases of substantial discrimination. People with HIV who are fired from their jobs because of their HIV status, not provided the health care they need because they're HIV positive, kicked out of their homes because they're HIV positive. So while I agree, Caitlin, with Caitlin's comments that it's getting better, there still is a deeply rooted, smaller part of stigma for people with HIV.
We'll leave it there. Mike, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you very much.
And Caitlin, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Caitlin Stahlnacher and Mike Gifford. They're both with the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin.